Today's episode is entitled Prayer Fleece. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Mark Batterson states that the word give in this verse means to conceive. As we press into God's presence, old sinful desires die, and new holy desires are birthed in your spirit. These single-celled desires ultimately become lifelong dreams if we nurture them in prayer. When God called Gideon to be a judge in Israel, Gideon was unsure and insecure about it. We see this account in Judges chapter 6. The angel addressed Gideon as a mighty warrior, Judges 6 verse 12. Gideon was so unsure of this because his clan was the weakest of the whole tribe of Manasseh, and he is the weakest in his entire family. So why would he be considered a mighty warrior? In Judges chapter 6, God calls Gideon to gather the Israelite troops and defeat the Midianites. Gideon had faith in Christ, but maybe it wasn't as strong as it should be. So Gideon asked for a sign from God. He placed a fleece outside overnight and requested that God make the fleece wet, but keep every area around the fleece dry. God graciously answered Gideon's request. Not only did he make it wet, he soaked the fleece to the point that a whole bowl could be wrung from it. Gideon's faith that it was God calling him to do this was so weak that Gideon placed another fleece out, asking God to keep it dry in the area all around wet. God is a patient God, and he answered Gideon's request yet again. There are moments when we feel weak or insecure, and we feel we need to turn our desires, ideas, and dreams into prayer fleeces. However, we must understand what exactly we are doing when we put out a fleece to God. Mark Batterson puts forth three things to caution when we consider putting out a fleece to God. First, has God already answered your question in Scripture? In order to know if this is the case, we need to be in His Word, studying, meditating, and praying. How will we know if God has answered our questions if we are not immersed in His Word? Second, what are your motives? Are you selfishly making requests, or is it to give God the glory? Our desires of our hearts and requests to God should ultimately be to give Him the power and glory. We are to be fulfilling His will in our lives, not our own selfish or worldly desires. Third, are you willing to accept the answer, whatever it might be? We must remember God has a plan with our lives, and though we may have ideas and things we desire, it may not be God's will. So, if He answers our questions with a closed door, will you be ready to accept it? Judges chapter 6 verse 37 states, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. So be careful when putting fleeces before the Lord. Be sure you are considering the three questions above. Mark Batterson compares placing fleeces before the Lord in a haphazard way, like the childhood game, He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not, played by plucking petals from a flower, hoping for the best. When God calls us to do something out of our comfort zone or to something we feel inadequate to do, we often feel or respond with the question, but how, Lord? God's simple but powerful answer is, I will be with you. God is with you. God is for you. So back to Gideon. After his encounter with the angel, it wasn't enough. Gideon still needed reassurance and put out not one but two tests before the Lord. God was patient with him, as he knew Gideon's heart, and he asked out of genuine humility. George Mueller was a pastor, and he started an orphanage. Every need he had, he turned into a prayer. He read the Bible not once or twice, but over 200 times from front to back. Mueller would pray like it depended on God, but worked like it depended on him. God calls us to be faithful in prayer, but also know that he wants us to be the hands and feet for his will to be done here on earth. Mark Batterson says, the key to kingdom productivity is this: work really hard at what God has called you to do, but do not trust in your work, trust in God. Maybe we have been turning to the wrong people, our boss, a friend, family members, for support and answers when we should be turning to God, our Heavenly Father. Don't seek answers, seek God, and answers will seek you. When God gives you a vision, he always makes a provision, Mark Batterson stated. Ask, seek, knock. So go out, keep asking, seeking, and knocking, and he will swing the doors wide open and roll the stones away.